WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to Stoic Mindset Reset. Ever feel like your decisions are bouncing around in a pinball machine of emotions? We've all been there, right? One minute you're thinking one way, the next minute it's a complete 180. It's crazy how easily our feelings can hijack our judgment, especially when things get stressful. That's why today we're diving into mindfulness exercises, simple, powerful tools to help you make decisions with more clarity and calm. No magic potions or Jedi mind tricks here, just practical stuff you can start doing right now. Mindfulness is all about being present in the moment, paying attention without judgment. It's like hitting the pause button on that mental chaos and actually listening to what your inner voice is truly saying. And trust me, that inner voice is way smarter than those swelling emotions trying to take over. So, how can mindfulness help with decision making? Well, it gives you space. Space to process information without getting caught up in the whirlwind of feelings. It helps you see things more objectively, like a cool-headed detective analyzing the scene. Here are 5 key takeaways that'll supercharge your decision-making game. 1. Breathe deeply. This sounds obvious, but seriously, take a few deep breaths before making any big decisions. Think of it as priming your brain for clarity. When you inhale, visualize calm energy filling you up. As you exhale, let go of any tension or stress that might be clouding your judgment. 2. Body scan. Ever notice how your body reacts to different situations? Maybe you get a knot in your stomach when you're nervous, or butterflies when you're excited. Try a quick body scan, just pay attention to how different parts of your body feel. This helps ground you in the present moment and gives you valuable feedback about how you're truly reacting to the situation at hand. 3. Label your emotions. Instead of getting swept away by them, name those feelings. I'm feeling anxious, I'm feeling frustrated, or even I'm feeling excited. Simply labeling them takes the power out of the grip and helps you analyze them more rationally. 4. Ask yourself, is this serving me? Before making a decision, ask yourself if it aligns with your values and goals. Does this choice move you closer to what truly matters? If not, maybe there is another path that serves you better. 5. Sleep on it. You know that saying, sleep on it? It's actually really wise advice. When you sleep, your brain processes information and makes connections you might not have seen while wide awake. Give yourself time to digest the situation before jumping into a decision. Let's say you're offered a promotion at work. Sounds great, right? But then you start thinking about the extra responsibilities, longer hours, and potential impact on your family life. Your emotions might be running wild: excitement, fear, maybe even a little resentment. It can feel overwhelming. Here's where mindfulness comes in. Take some deep breaths. Notice how your body feels. Maybe you have butterflies or a tight chest. Acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Then, ask yourself, does this promotion align with my values and long-term goals? Will it ultimately serve me and my family? Give yourself time to consider the pros and cons without letting your emotions dictate the decision. Mindfulness allows you to make a more informed choice that's truly right for you. Remember, mindfulness isn't about being perfectly calm all the time. It's about learning to navigate those waves of emotion with grace and awareness. And by incorporating these simple exercises into your daily routine, you can become a master decision maker, someone who makes choices from a place of clarity, purpose, and self-awareness. So there you have it, 5 powerful mindfulness techniques to supercharge your decision-making game. Take what resonates with you, experiment, and see what works best for you. And remember, the journey to becoming more mindful is ongoing. It's a practice, not a destination. Ready to level up your decision-making? Head over to our social media channels and share your biggest takeaway from today's episode. Use #StoicMindsetReset and let's keep this conversation going. I can't wait to hear your thoughts. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and make those decisions with intention.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.